Welcome to the Recruiting Scoop on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook, got Justin Wells. It's our weekly look at recruiting. And as we've kind of done for the past few episodes, there's only so many spots left in 2026. And some of those spots aren't going to be, you know, really up for grabs or taken or much action happen with them, maybe until after the season gets going. We know there's Devon Benjamin at the cornerback position. He's announcing in August, but other than that, we're kind of in a little bit of a wait and see. So let's start talking a little bit more about 2027. And today we're talking about corners. Of course, make sure you like this video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And if you have not done so yet, Paul Wadlington's Thinking Texas Football, the 2025 Longhorn Football Prospectus. Can't wait to read the 2027 one when he's maybe talking about some of these guys. But we got the 2025 season, 2026 recruiting, 2026 season, everything else first. So make sure you get your up-to-date knowledge on the 2025 Longhorns, every position, every player, every opponent, every SEC team, and college football landscape, and a look at the 2025 class. You're not going to want to miss it. We are going to talk, Justin, about some 2027 defensive backs. And I think we've been on this show, I think a couple weeks ago, we talked about how when you're thinking about must-land recruits in the 2027 class, it starts, in my opinion, with corner John Meredith. He's from Euless Trinity. You can look at maybe Kennedy Brown over at Kingwood, the offensive tackle, if you're interested. And yeah, maybe he's a must-get too. The corner board starts and ends probably with John Meredith. But Mark Orfeh, Dwayne Akina, Pete Kwiatkowski, they're going to be after a few other big-time defensive backs. You wrote about them yesterday. And the first big one is Joshua Dobson from Fort Mill, South Carolina, goes to Catawba Ridge High School, and someone that the Longhorns are starting to not only build communication with, but build a bond with.
I'm glad that you had to try to pronounce that school name, because my son and I were struggling with that earlier today. We couldn't quite get it out. But, you know, we know that Orfeh likes DBs on that East Coast and that in those Carolinas. They went to North Carolina to grab Samari Matthews. Why not go back for the number one corner in the country, Joshua Dobson? I think as great and amazing a prospect is as John Meredith, Dobson is the no-brainer. Like, and Meredith is a no-brainer, but I'm as the number one corner, like, you couldn't get any better than these two. And so, and I think what Texas is starting to see is the Jahdae Barron effect. Because it's a lot of these 27 corners just saw him win the Thorpe Award. They saw Texas have one of the best secondaries in the country, one of the best defenses in the country. They also see now that they are recruiting on a high, high level on the national stage. And so Dobson, you know, this kid's got 40-something offers already. It's ridiculous how talented he is. Caught up with him a little bit. Something noteworthy he said was, you know, out of all the offers, you know, he's been paying attention to Texas. He said, you know, Texas is really high on my list. He wants to get on campus this fall. He's going to try to come to a game or two. He wants to continue. He knows Coach Orfeh. He wants to build with Steve Sarkisian and those guys. Obviously, watching his tape, it is so – I mean, we can find two dozen wide receivers. You can throw a rock and find a college wide receiver prospect. Corners, you can find three, maybe. And this guy is definitely one of them. And it really – what I like – we like to highlight him because it just shows Texas is not just going to stay in-state. There's a handful of guys in-state, and we're going to talk about a couple of them that are going to be takes. They are major prospects. But Sark, he casts a very wide net. When you're a national brand and program like Texas is right now, look, go after those big guys. We've seen Sark has zero problems going after the best in the country year after year. That's how you pretty much should do it at the University of Texas. It starts with John Meredith, but Joshua Dobson is also in that category.
I know someone who would love to have a big red and some barbecue watching his games. I know Williams David, hopefully you're watching this one. You've mentioned Dobson plenty. Definitely someone that, you know, you want to keep an eye on. Hey, this is going to be a full-on battle for his commitment. South Carolina, Clemson, obviously going to have a big say in this one, the number four overall prospect. But that means if, you know, good players from South Carolina, they matriculate to Georgia, they matriculate to Tennessee, Alabama's not far. There's a lot of different programs in that area, and Texas is going to try to put their name in the ring for this one. Should be fun to keep track of.
And remember, with Mark Orfe coming from Rutgers, he had built in some of these previous relationships. We've seen this with other new Texas assistant coaches where, hey, they brought their own big board from recruiting at the place they were before. This was one of the guys that Orfe had identified, you know, when he got the job. And I think that small connection is what kind of stoked this fire.
We'll keep going, and we're going to go in-state. We're going to go to the state champions all the way in North Crowley, and then we are going to talk a little bit about Jerry Outhouse. I got to watch his film a little bit, and I was like, dang, this looks like top 100 film. It doesn't look like top 20 film, but it looks like top 100 film. I think everybody may agree, and you know, this is one where Texas has had a lot of success recently at North Crowley. And this is the type of player that you want to continue that with.
Yeah, here recently, our Charlie Williams, my trusted partner here at Inside Texas, we overlap on recruits sometimes. And I remember we had a conversation probably 2 months ago when we were identifying the 2027s that we need to build the best relationships with, you know, kind of get close to their family and the staff and things of that sort. And we said Jerry Outhouse at the exact same time. Because we know Charlie has been all over North Crowley, first covering the Jonathan Cunningham recruitment, signed with Texas, then covering the John Turntime III recruitment, committed to Texas last month. Outhouse might be next. You said, you know, he's easily, to me, he's a top 100 kid. I see a kid that is sticky, rangy, and just a competitor. Like, he needs some technique, and he needs some work, and 95% of corners in high school need that too. But this kid's mentality is exactly what you want in a cornerback. He has a short memory. He is meaner than a pit bull, and he's really good at cat coverage. I got this cat. He's covered. And so I love that he's kind of a, in my sense, he's kind of a throwback. Honestly, he looks like a Dwayne Aquina corner from back in the early 2000s. The wingspan, twitchy. He's just got so many different attributes. I think long speed might be the only thing that keeps him away from being in that top five, top 10 in the country. I think he is, matter of fact, number 9 rated corner, according to Rivals. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Outhouse because, you know, you see John Meredith and that's the easy 5-star. You watch 30 seconds of his tape and you go, okay, that's a must get. Once you talk to Jerry, once you like meet him at the camp and you see how he competes and see how he acts, that's how you want your cornerback to act. Like, he has that thing down. That kid is a competitor. Texas is going to look at probably 3 corners in this class of 2027. They're going to be replacing some guys in 2 years. And just like Sark at Inside Texas, we're always 2 classes ahead. And Jerry Outhouse is definitely on that big board.
Before we keep going, got to show some love to our sponsor. That is Lux Kitchen and Bath.
This video is brought to you by Lux Kitchen and Bath. Lux has been offering high-end kitchen and bathroom remodels for 3 generations throughout the greater Austin area. With 5-star review after 5-star review on Google and Facebook, and an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can put your faith in Lux Kitchen and Bath's award-winning designers and skilled craftspeople to bring to life that dream vision of your special home. But that's not all. Lux's all-star team provides full remodels, large additions, and even commercial build-outs as well. So call Lux Kitchen and Bath at 833-358-LUX today. Or visit luxkitchenbath.com to discover where quality meets luxury and begin the process of transforming your home. Get a free quote today by calling 833-358-LUX. That's L-U-X-E. Or by visiting luxkitchenbath.com. Link in the description.
One more cornerback to talk about. You know, we were talking about someone with the last name of Dobson from South Carolina, Joshua Dobson. Now we got to talk a little bit about Kenton Dobson with a P from Miami. He is a Hurricanes commit. Interestingly enough, we're probably going to see him in action against Dia Bell on the highlights. But this is someone who Texas is maintaining communication with. And honestly, this is a player who's still maintaining communication with several different schools.
Yeah, what's my favorite thing about this is the type of commitment where he comes out, he gives the verbal pledge to the Miami Hurricanes, the local team. They've been recruiting him the longest. They've got the best relationship. And then he comes out a few weeks later and says, You know I'm still taking my trips. You know I'm still going to be doing this. Listen, when a junior commits, that should be the standard response. Yeah, he committed early. He found him a spot early. That's great. He's still going to – they're still going to take visits. This kid is one of those guys. And we've seen Chad Scott going to Florida and grabbing a big running back. We've seen Kenny Baker going to the Sunshine State, grabbing two really good defensive linemen. We've seen Sark go there, obviously, and get their quarterback in Diabelle. They're not going to leave Florida. I have a feeling there's going to be two or three Floridians in every Texas recruiting class. Why? Because they are athletes and they can play. And this kid right here, I didn't really know about him until about a week ago. And I kind of started watching him a little bit. I reached out to him just to try to connect with him. And he's open and honest. You know, he loves being committed to Miami, but he's going to take trips. One of those trips is probably going to be Austin. He's just like Dobson and just like some of these other out-of-state guys, like a Samari Matthews and a Hayward Howard Jr. They're watching Texas play on the national stage every Saturday. And despite them not being the in-state guys, they are interested. And when you see a Jahdae Barron winning the Thorpe Award, when you see a walk-on safety turn it into an All-American, you know what that is? That's development. You know what these kids want to hear? How are you going to develop me so I have a chance at the NFL? And so I think that's kind of where Texas is in a real sweet spot right now with some of these guys. This is another guy that Mark Orfeh had a previous relationship with. He had a big board when he was at Rutgers, and these were some of the guys that they were looking at and evaluating. The thing that stands out here, man, is one, I like his ability. I'm probably a little bit bigger on the first Dobson, Meredith, and Outhouse, but this kid, I mean, you can't go wrong when you get these mean, aggressive, contact, positive type, athletes in South Florida. You just can't. Like they're, you know, Charlie Strong taught us there's a different type of athlete down there, and every program needs a handful of them. I think this is Texas being thorough, to be honest. I don't know where he is on the big board, but we know he's connecting with Texas on a semi-regular basis, and we know that he wants to visit Texas soon. This just gives us a pretty good idea of the big board for 2027 at corner. Texas is pretty much done for the most part. They're still in on Davin Benjamin. They'd still like to add another DB, whether it be a safety, a nickel, a corner. They're going to sign one more in 2026. Then all the shift goes to 2027. And they're going to go at, as we've seen, they're going after five stars. They've got two or three right in their crosshairs that they really want. This is a kid that I think is a borderline five star. Like, he's right there on the edge. Miami knew what they were looking at when they recruited him early. But again, he's open. He is going to look around. He is going to take visits. I know that's going to drive Hurricane fans crazy, especially if he pops into Austin this fall. We've seen how much Miami, Georgia, and some of these other schools are fans of Sark's antics. But at the end of the day, it just shows you that Texas is going after the best. They don't care where you play. They don't care where you're committed to. They want to know your history. They want to know if you're a focus-driven young man. They want to know if you're self-motivated, an early enrollee potentially. These guys are the next guys that Texas fans need to know for the big board for 2027.
Some of these last highlights that we're seeing against Diabelle's school. I don't think it's against Dia himself.
Dia was injured by the time they played.
Yeah, they're probably district. And hey, right there at the tail end, I got to spring one more thing on you, but I think it'll be a little bit easy just because right now, looking at the offers, only two in-state safety offers. One is to, in the 2027 class, one's to Olajuwon Houston, also from North Crowley. But I think the player we need to keep an eye on, the player Texas fans and basically fans all over the country need to keep an eye on, is Cibolo Steele's Eli Johnson. You look at him, that is basically, you think of the Legion of Boom, and I'm not saying he's Cam Chancellor, but you're thinking of that perfect box safety in cover three schemes that we've seen Texas play a lot of. That's what Eli Johnson looks like to me. He camped at Texas. I know that Cibolo Steele has been good to a lot of different programs in the state. DBs as well. That goes back to Caden Stearns. That also goes all the way back to Malcolm Brown. And I know Jalen Jones and others have gone to A&M. Cibolo Steele is a great program. They put out great DBs. Looks like Eli Johnson's the next one. But he's in state. That kind of seems about it right now.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the good. I love that you brought this kid up. Every time Eli Johnson goes to a camp, he gets offers. Mm-hmm. Like it's like a religious thing. Every time he shows up somewhere, he gets offers. You talk about a big kid. I almost think he might be a linebacker, but he has that hybrid ability to be able to do that. I love the Cam comp. This is a strong, great young talent. And you said it. This is the board now and early right now. There's going to be some more safeties that pop up as juniors this year that I think Texas will get on, and we'll be on those as well. But I'm glad you brought up Eli, because if you're going to get the best corners in the country, you got to have a dog behind them. Like that's the quarterback of the defense. You got to have your Michael Taft, your Derek Williams, your Andrew Makuba, your Jelani McDonald. You've got to have those dudes sitting back there, you know, kind of directing everything. Eli Johnson would be an absolute steal. I think Texas offered him during that July, during one of those June camps where he got to go out and perform and earn his offer. He's a great looking kid. Hey, I should have thrown Eli in this thing and turned it into a complete DB class. But let me tell you, man, great pool, because I think Eli, I don't know where they're going to project him yet. Like, I know he's a safety right now, but my goodness, he gets a little bit bigger. That kid could be an outside linebacker. What we do know, he's going to be a really good college football player.
And again, looking at the Texas safety offers, none of them are committed right now. And it's in
the
Did you say
Elijuan Houston?
Yes, from North Crowley.
Okay, do you not hear that when you say that?
No, I know. It's spelled differently, but I hear it, of course. Yeah, I'm like, you got to ask this guy.
Akeem has a son that's a prospect.
Right.
But he's a basketball player.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. This is too close, this is too much.
But just looking at where the offers are right now, none of them are to players currently committed. A lot of them are to very familiar places. St. John Bosco out in California helped get DeAndre Moore to Texas. Modern Day has a couple. Sierra Canyon, where Richard Wesley is currently committed.
Duvet Williams, that's another kid out in California. Texas fans need to pay attention to, a 2027 corner, who I believe has already visited Texas once. He'll be back this fall for another game.
So plenty of different locations for Dwayne Aquina and Mark Orfe to go check out. One location you need to check out, InsideTexas.com. We got a link in the description. Make sure you like this video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And, of course, buy our guy Paul Wadlington, his Thinking Texas Football. Best preview you'll find out there on the Longhorns, all their opponents, all their conference mates, college football in general, and, of course, a look at the 2025 class. 2025 class, though, they're on campus. Got a couple of years until these guys hit campus, but always good to get some talk about them done. Justin, thank you so much. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.